Okay. The next person you hear is going to be the President of the United States.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Tropicana.
Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yes, you are.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that.
I appreciate you taking the time.
I appreciate you stopping by the Trap House tonight. How are you feeling?
I feel great, but I just want to make sure that everybody votes.
Yes.
And, you know, the Ohio is critical, and everybody, if they get to the polls by 7:30, and you're in line by 7:30, you can vote. And we need big turnout. It could make all the difference in this race and everything we've tried to do to give folks health care and make sure we're increasing jobs. All that stuff could be at stake if we don't end up turning out. So I really need all your listeners to just get out there and vote.
Mr. President, we've been out in the streets all day encouraging listeners to go out and vote. And I can say they have been turning out in record numbers, lots of young black men. In our last final push, our last hour to get them to the polls, is there anything in particular that you would like to say to Cleveland?
Well, look, obviously we've gone through four tough years because we inherited an economy that was designed to help folks at the top but not help middle-class families and working families and poor families to succeed. And what we've been able to do is to start making progress, putting people back to work, you know, making sure that we save the auto industry. We're looking to make sure that we can deal with some of the housing issues in the Cleveland area, making college more affordable to young people who want to get the skills they need for a job, using our community colleges. But all that stuff depends on me winning this election and being able to continue that progress instead of us going back to the same policies that basically ignored or hurt middle-class families and working families. So, you know, all the men and women out there, the young people out there who are looking for a brighter future, I am going to be fighting for you every single day in Washington, but the only way I can do that is if you guys make sure that that I'm able to return, and you could make the difference in terms of whether or not I end up being reelected. I hope everybody feels a sense of urgency about getting this thing done.
Yes, sir. As we are doing that last-minute push, I'm just curious, how are you feeling right now, and how will you be ending your night tonight? How will you be watching the polls?
Well, you know, the thing about being a candidate is once you've done everything you can do, then it's really up to voters. And so the power is in the hands of the people who are listening to us right now. You know, it doesn't matter what I do at this point. It matters what folks who are listening do. I only have one vote, just like everybody else, every other U.S. citizen. And that's why, really all I can do is just ask people to make sure you get to the polls, grab your friends, grab your neighbors, talk to folks who you know are registered to vote but haven't yet voted, and encourage them to take this one step. You know, today is probably going to be the most important election that we've seen in our lifetimes. And you know, the only way that we're going to be able to keep making progress is if people are turning out and taking that responsibility seriously.
Thank you. Sir, I have been praying for you and your family. Thank you for taking the time to stop by the Chop House and hang out with me today.
Well, listen, I so appreciate you pumping things up and making sure that people are aware of what's going on. It makes a huge difference. And thank you, Cleveland, for all the great work that you guys have done. And Michelle says hey, too.
Hi, Michelle.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mr. President.
You bet.